Jack covered the 30 yards to his car, which he'd parked trunk first against the guardrail. Old habits, he thought. Be ready to leave quickly. Know your closest exits and highways. Months of civilian life and still a lot of the fieldcraft rules John Clark and the rest had taught him hadn't faded. Did this tell Jack something? Was this just a shadow of a habit or inclination? As he neared his car, he saw a sheet of white paper stuck under his windshield wiper. A flyer, food drive, garage sale, voting reminder. Whatever it was, Jack wasn't in the mood. He leaned sideways and reached for the flyer. Sodden, it tore free in a clump, leaving a narrow strip trapped beneath the wiper blade. Shit, Jack muttered. From behind, a voice.
Hey, man, give it up.
Even before he turned, the tone of the man's voice, combined with the time of night and location, had touched off Jack's warning bells. The supermercado wasn't in the best of neighborhoods, with its fair share of crack-driven homelessness and petty crime. Jack turned on his heel while taking two steps backward, hoping to buy time and room to maneuver. The man was tall, nearly 6.5 feet, and gangly, his head covered in a dark hood, and he came from Jack's left at a fast walking pace. Overhead,